Hey, Mama. Welcome to Calming the Chaos with Sarah. I'm an autoimmune warrior, homeschooling / unschooling mom, wife, and business owner, and my podcast is all about supporting moms. As a mom, we have to fight constantly for our kids, for ourselves, and we need to have confidence in ourselves to push when no one will listen and strength to fight when we are beyond exhausted. I want my podcast to be the place you come when you need a pep talk, or to find the answers to questions that we all have on this journey. Welcome back, Mama. So, one of the things that makes today super special is that today, December 27th, is my dad's birthday. And, you know, I guess that is super special for me because if you know me in real life, you know I've talked most of my life about being daddy's girl. I even actually have it tattooed on my thigh, believe it or not. So, you know, my dad and I have always had a special relationship. I was always super, super blessed to have him in my life and not just in my life, but very present. And so even though I'm a mom and I normally like to speak directly to moms on this, I want to kind of share a little bit about what I learned from watching him. So my dad will be one of the first to admit he's made mistakes in his life, and as we all have. But one of the things that he always taught me was it's not about making the mistakes, it's about what you do afterwards. And from him I learned to just own up to things and, you know, find a way through it. To not brush it under the rug, to just own it and it's okay. Because whether people admit it or not, they've all made mistakes. I can clearly remember, I think a lot of people have probably been in that situation at some point or another. When I first got out on my own, I wasn't making very much money. And credit card companies would send me cards. And then another one would come. And then another one. And so I got myself into a little bit of a situation. I was, early 20s, right around 21. And I had a whole bunch of people that I owe money to, and because I bought things that, I mean, groceries and random stuff and everything, just because they kept sending me cards and I didn't have the income. So I did stupid mistakes, and I'm trying to teach my children to do better because at the time I just didn't know. But I lived right next door to my dad at the time, and he came by and he walked in and saw a stack of bills on the table. And he was like, should we talk? And, you know, he didn't fuss at me. I was totally beside myself upset because I knew I disappointed him. And I think what really struck me, especially in hindsight, looking back at it, is that he didn't fuss at me. He simply sat me down and said, look, we've all made these mistakes. I've made mistakes and my dad helped me, so we're going to find a way through it. And he could have very easily, and at the time I kind of thought, I wish he had, you know, come along and paid my way out of it, and he didn't. But instead, what he did taught me a much bigger lesson. He sat me down and we called each of them, and he got on the phone with me and we called each company and worked out whatever we needed to get me out of the situation. Worked out payment plans, worked out whatever, so that I still had to take responsibility for it, but he found a way to help me through it anyway. And, you know, I say that to say that just understanding that we all make mistakes and understanding that, like, when my kids come to me, that is one of the things I want more than anything. And I tell them all the time that you're going to mess up. I messed up. I still mess up sometimes. I mean, we all do. But I want them to know that they can always come to me and know that, yes, yeah, sometimes I'll be disappointed or sometimes I'll be frustrated or upset, but that it doesn't change how I feel about them and that it doesn't change the fact that I'm always here to sit down with them and help them find a way through whatever it is. And another thing that I learned from my dad that is really, I didn't understand it at the time, but about a year or so ago, I was cleaning out my attic and I ran across all these little notes. And at the time when it was happening, you know, I was a teenager, I was early 20s. I didn't really think about the impact it had on me, but I've saved all these. And so when I was going back through it, as a parent, I can look and see, you know, how much different that hits me. I spent a lot of time in and out of the hospital when I was growing up, and my dad was a truck driver at the time. And so he had, you know, crazy hours, unpredictable schedule, couldn't always be there. But I can remember he would show up every chance he got. And even if it wasn't for long, or even if it wasn't, you know, at the best of times, and if I was sleeping, he would leave me these little notes, and he would, you know, write a little note on the little notepad he carried and fold it up for me. And when I was cleaning out and I sat down and read through some of them, and it wasn't anything just crazy about it or anything. It's just the fact that I know what it feels like to have somebody always show up. I know that, you know, as a parent, that is one thing I look at my kids and I just hope that they understand that no matter what, I'm going to show up. I may show up sick. I may show up, you know, tired and dragging. I may, you know, whatever it is, but that I'm going to show up. I will not be there. And sometimes I sit back and go, oh, I wonder if they do want me there. Or I wonder if it's too much or I need to back off. And then I think back and think, you know, I think one of the reasons why I am as strong as I am is because I had him as a backbone until I developed my own. I knew no matter what, until I learned to walk and walk tall and proud on my own, that he was there. I knew that he was right there in the shadows no matter what I did. I called my daddy in the middle of the night a few times for stupid things I'd done, but I knew that he was always there. And while he would grumble, and anybody who knows him knows that's just his natural tone, but while he would grumble and he would shake his head and whatever, he was going to come through for me. And I guess that's one of the things that I want to be there most for my kids. I want them to know that, you know, I will always be there. I may grumble. I may not love getting up in the middle of the night for whatever. Or, you know, I may not love going out in the 20-degree weather and sitting in a hunting blind because it's really not my thing. But I'll be there. And, you know, it doesn't matter if I have zero interest in hip-hop dancing or aerial or whatever. I'm going to be there if they're there. And I really hope that that is something that they feel from me. But I also want to say, kind of flip it a little bit and tell you that I know sometimes it feels like being a mom is a thankless job. And sometimes it feels like nobody really sees it. But I can tell you, as an adult looking back, I knew it. I knew that every other weekend, without fail, come Friday, my dad was going to be there. I knew that, you know, I knew what my weekends were going to consist of, and part of it was probably going to be spent in the truck, you know, hauling a load or two. But I knew he was going to be there. I knew if I called at 3 a.m., he was going to be there. I knew that if I was in the hospital, he was going to show up. And I remember that. And I know at the time, in the moment, sometimes we get so busy and we feel like, are they even really going to notice? Is this even really what they want or what they need? And it is. I just want to say to you, it is. It is going to be noticed. Maybe not today. Maybe not next week. But at some point, that your child's going to look back and realize, I have a certain strength about me because my parent showed up. My parent was there. And it may take years before they appreciate you. And I mean, I still to this day can't read the book. Oh gosh, now I can't even remember the name of it. But most moms will know this book. Okay, so the book where the mom would rock her baby and she'd sing him a little song about forever my baby you'll be. And then she'd crawl into his room when he was older. And by the time he was an adult, she would drive across town, put the ladder up to his window, climb in during the night and rock him and say, you know, always and forever my baby you'll be. And I think about that, and I still can't read that without crying. But I think about that book, and I think, you know, for years she did not think she was noticed. She did not think that, because her son was busy and stuff. And then at the end, you hear him doing the same thing to her. And so they do notice and they do hear. And sometimes it takes us years to really be able to express that. But keep showing up. Keep doing it. Keep being there, whatever it takes. And if you can't be there 24/7, it's okay. It's okay to do whatever you can do, but just be there the best that you can and know that your child is going to know it. Because, like I said, for me, having that consistency, having that knowledge that he was always going to be right there behind me. And sometimes as a teenager, I hated it. I made the stupid mistake of having personalized tags for a few years there, and I would get those phone calls. Well, so and so, because my dad was that person that I live in a smaller town and he knew everybody. So I would get those phone calls. Sarah, you know what time it is? Do you know you shouldn't have been where you were? You know, somebody saw your car or somebody saw you. And it took me a long time because at the time I was like, ugh, I can't go anywhere. But as an adult, I look back and I go, I know he was just trying to look out for me. And I appreciate that he was there. I appreciate that he was gently trying to call me out on my crap. So I know that was kind of a little bit off norm, but I just want to say that that is something I learned from my dad. Be there, show up, and one day they will see. And it really does matter. It does matter. Even if he couldn't stay with me when I was in the hospital for weeks at a time, even if he couldn't be there all day every day, the fact that every time he passed through, and it's the little things. Like I remember now thinking, you know, when he would cut through, he couldn't pull up in the parking garage. He was in an 18-wheeler. So he'd have to park blocks away, walk to the hospital, and come in to visit me. And that took a lot to, you know, veer off track and do that. And at the time, I don't know if I understood how much of a sacrifice that was, but looking back, I definitely can. And there were even times when growing up when I knew the sacrifices. And so that is why I'm saying they see it. They will see it, they will remember it, and they will thank you for it one day. So just keep showing up in whatever form you can and be the best that you can be. And like I said, I know this is a little bit different than our norm today, but it's my daddy's birthday. So I just wanted to kind of share that because that's what I really learned from him. And I really hope that my kids get from me. And I hope you guys have a great Tuesday. And check back Friday. Friday, we are having Lauren Smith come in to talk about imposter syndrome. And oh my gosh, it's an amazing episode. She and I could have talked for hours about it. So, all right, check it out Friday and have a great rest of your week. Thanks again for listening, and I hope that we were able to at least calm your chaos for a little while today. Come find me on social and check me out. I would love to hear from you. And the best thing that you can do if you love this podcast and you want to help support it is to leave a rating and review down below or to take a screenshot and go on social and tag me. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day.